Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, my name is Andrew Sosnowski.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
Good. I received a flyer from you about an offer for internet on my road.
Okay.
And just wondering if it's still available, because I'm a little tardy. The offer says it ends 9:15. I misread it. I thought it was the end of the month, so.
No, that's okay. We actually extended it.
Oh, you did? Oh,
Yes,
fantastic.
no worries. So no worries about that.
Okay.
So I can definitely look
So
up your address and see what we can do with regards to getting you signed up if you'd like, and when your in-service date is. Would you like me to go ahead and verify your service address? Andrew, are you still with me? Okay, now I can hear you.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Sometimes it happens. What is your service address, please?
2942 State Route 32, Kingston, New York.
Perfect. Okay, so it's 2942.
You want the zip as well?
The what? No, I have
The
the
zip
zip
code.
code. We're
Oh,
actually
okay.
local.
Oh, you
We're
want the
actually
zip?
based in Kingston.
Oh, yes, I see. Enterprise Drive, right.
Yes, that is our headquarters. And so is this location a home or a business?
Home.
Okay, and I do see that the in-service date would be towards the end of October. We can definitely go ahead and get that pre-order in. Once we get closer to that date, we'll be calling you for install appointment scheduling.
Okay, fabulous. All right.
Perfect. So let's go ahead and go through the process of getting you all signed up. Do you know if you wanted the 1 gig or the 2 gig? I believe you had stated the 1 gig.
One gig, I think, would be fine. Yeah.
Yes. And were you planning on signing up for autopay today?
Yeah, I could do that. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, because the
But when will
$69.99 is
I?
if you sign up for autopay with your checking account and paperless billing.
Oh, I can't use a credit card?
If you do use credit or debit, it will only give you a $5 discount instead of the $10 discount.
I see. Okay, but I don't have my checking account with me. I don't have a check with me,
That's okay.
unfortunately.
Nope,
Yeah.
that's perfectly fine. Oftentimes, a lot of people sign into their online banking and they're able to see that way. But if you don't have the capability of doing that today, that's perfectly fine. You can actually add it later. And
Okay.
also, I'll go over how you can do so on the online portal as well so that everything is in your control.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, perfect. So just a quick question. Approximately how large in square footage is your home? The reason I ask this is to determine if a Wi-Fi extender is required, or at least recommended, because sometimes even though we have phenomenal routers, there are older buildings that do have some building materials that may block the Wi-Fi system, just like mine. I have an 1,100 square foot home, and my Wi-Fi sometimes has a lot of difficulty in the kitchen, mainly because the
Yeah.
kitchen was an addition.
Yeah. Well, I have about a 900 square foot home,
Okay, so
and
I don't think that you would need a Wi-Fi extender.
right. It's a small house, and it's all on one floor.
Yeah, perfect. And did you want any phone service? We do provide home phone service for $24.99.
No, I don't need phone
Okay.
service.
Nope, perfect. That's perfectly fine. And do you own or rent the property, please?
I own.
Okay. And do you know how your current utility wires are feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? Are the electric cables going overhead through the air, or are they buried under the ground?
I believe they're overhead.
Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address, like such as do you have a P.O. box?
No, it's the same.
Okay. All right. And can you spell for me your first and last name, please, just so that I make sure I have it correct?
Yes, it's ANDREW,
Okay.
And the last name is SOSNOWSKI.
Okay. So now just to repeat, is that S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, F as in Frank?
No. S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, S as in Frank.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm sorry. S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam again.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. So I do have that correct. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't mishear. Okay. So it's S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, W as in Walter, S as in Sam, K as in Kevin, I as in Igloo.
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. I know it's not typically the normal way to do the phonetics, but
yeah, no, that's fine.
The first thing that came to mind. All right. Yeah. And then what is the best email address for you, please? This will also be your username to log into your online portal.
Okay, it's andrew.fasnowski@gmail.com. Just my first
Perfect.
Name, dot last name, yep.
Awesome. All right, and what is the primary phone number that you would like on your account, please?
This phone number is good, 845-750-4103.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that, Andrew.
So you said you'd be installing in my area at the end of October?
Yes. So October 25th is the approximate date.
Okay.
And then, of course, we'll call you to go ahead and schedule for a day that is perfect for you as well as a time that is perfect for you. Now, for our time slots, typically we install Monday through Friday, 8, 10, 1, and 3. And we also do installs on Saturdays as well at the same times.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll set that up later.
Yes, absolutely. So when one of our team members give you a call.
When will I get my first bill?
So your billing cycle does not start until the day of install.
Okay.
Just so that you're aware. Okay. That way you're at least aware of, you know, the roundabout time. Once you do receive your invoice, typically the due date is 15 days after.
Okay.
It's usually 2 weeks to 15 days after the invoice date.
All right. So when I have a check available, I should go to archtopfiber.com and set up the auto pay?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I do still have a few more questions for you. How would you like us to contact you?
Telephone. Yeah,
we have the option of phone, email, or text.
Text is actually probably the best.
Okay. Yeah, and just so that you're aware, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information such as your install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text message. And let me assure you, okay. We only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call instead. Message and data rates may apply depending on your carrier. Is that okay?
Sure. Yes.
Perfect. All right. And of course, as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your credit score. We don't see any information about your credit. The only thing it lets us know is it validates your identity to let us know that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to the installation. Now, if you want to bypass that, we can, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Did you want to go ahead with a credit check?
Yeah, sure, I guess. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. All right, and just bear with me as I get to that part where I will ask you for your social.
Okay.
It just takes a moment. I do apologize.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Okay.
Alrighty, and I am getting to that part where I will be able to type in your social. I only need it once. It is completely confidential. Once I type it in, I click on submit, and then it lets me know whether a deposit is required or not.
Right. Okay.
Ready when you are.
Okay. 08072-3510.
Perfect. And submitting that now. Okay, and it does show that there is no deposit required.
Okay, terrific.
So that's perfect. And I know we stated that we wanted to go ahead and sign up for the auto pay. I'm skipping that part for now. Did you want to go ahead with the paperless billing at least?
Sure.
Okay. And then that way, once you receive the invitation to sign into your online portal, as you should receive by the end of this call, you will be able to log in, create your password, and go ahead and update whenever you're able to.
Okay.
Now, is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, any septic tanks that we should be aware of, loose animals?
I do have a septic tank.
Is it in the front or the rear? Like, is it towards the road?
It's kind of on the side. I don't know. I don't know which direction it'll be coming from, but I can point it out to you when you...
Yeah, so oftentimes, where is the pole that you get your electric from?
It's on the corner of my property. It's the southwest corner of my property. So if you do a line directly from my house to from that pole, I think you would cross the septic. That's where the septic is.
Okay. So that's important information. So I did put down that the septic tank is on the side of the house. The pole is on the southwest
yes.
corner of the property. If bearing,
right.
It will cross the septic. So I will notate that. That way they do know.
Okay.
And then that way they can either go aerial or they may, depending on how they do the fiber at the street, oftentimes we do have little flower pots, as they're called. They're little junction boxes, basically. And we usually go directly from the junction box to your home. So depending on how they decide to go about getting that drop cable, it's important for them to know that septic tank is there.
Okay.
Is there anything else on the property?
You're talking about the septic tank or the septic field or both?
Both.
Okay. Yes, that's where they are, on the southwest part.
So perfect. So I put down septic tank and leach field. That way they are aware that there's also a leach field.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any questions or comments for the text that maybe I can either answer now or that I can put in so that they are aware of your questions?
No. No.
Okay, perfect. And then I know that you had stated that you had received the flyer. So that's perfect
yeah.
there. Now, just so you are aware, I just wanted to go over a couple of disclosures for you, and you'll be able to get back to your day.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to the initial connection, which we were just discussing, the drop cable, the technician will determine the best way to get your service connected. What will happen is they may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. Now, if required,
okay.
a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement if we are able to bury.
Okay.
If we go aerial, then we will go aerial.
If
you currently have a current provider, such as Spectrum or any other provider that provides internet connection, to maintain
yes,
that
do.
Consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are installed before canceling with them. That way you remain connected throughout the entire installation as well. Installation
that
does
is.
Take about an hour and a half up to 2 hours, just so you're aware.
Okay.
Now, the ONT, which is the modem, and the gateway, which is the router, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber, is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. What that means is if you cancel service, you'll have 30 days to return the equipment. We will send you a return kit, which is a pre-labeled box to send all that associated equipment back to Archtop. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment, and that can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment within the required time frame.
Right.
For any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website. You can access your billing statements and pay your bill online as well by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber Online account using the email address that you provided to me today. So you'll receive two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be the invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you'll have that ability to set up your auto pay, review your payments, and you also review your and accept our terms of service.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay.
Perfect. So you are all set.
Excellent.
Once we get closer to the 25th of October, definitely expect a call from us so that we can go ahead and get you scheduled.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks. Enjoy.
Okay. Bye for now.